I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Refugees from Iran and Afghanistan are looking for safety in Europe and North America, and many of them are fleeing religious persecution. But Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran says some refugees claim to be Christians so that governments will take them in.
There was this amazing opportunity for them to be able to leave their previous life, put it behind, and start a new life. And they really did not care if it was political asylum or religious asylum. Unfortunately, in the midst of all this chaos, you also have a lot of legitimate Christians that are being persecuted in the countries and cannot go back.
So while authorities are trying to sort out who actually needs asylum, what should the church be doing?
I think it is the church's responsibility to just continue to pray for them to truly have an encounter with Jesus. And for that transformation to be a real life-changing transformation.
And when Albania opened up, economic problems devastated the nation and tainted church growth. Teach Beyond's David Midwinter.
Albania was declared the first atheistic state, and now there is a fantastic opportunity for Christian schools that can make a huge difference across the nation. As children are taught and discipled, that their hearts become open to the Lord and they commit their lives to Him and grow in Him, it will change the future leaders of the country.
One opportunity Teach Beyond is seizing is establishing more Christian schools, because this kind of education is transformational. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, for listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.